Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 17th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 1546 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about European Union sanctions.
The European Union has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, the Zimbabwe Defence Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses.
In a statement, the EU indicated that they have suspended the restrictive measures on Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Army Commander Valerie Sibanda, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, and her late husband Robert Mugabe. These have been on suspended sanctions since 2014.
The EU says the arms embargo, as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries, do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment, or trade. The EU is urging Zimbabwean authorities to uphold the rule of law and human rights. The regional bloc says it's ready to renew a whole range of its policies at any time when justified based on developments in the country.
The EU is calling on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population.
Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice. And the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition to an inclusive national dialogue, is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe.
Reacting to the EU's move, Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister Siphosiso Moyo commended the regional bloc for easing the restrictive measures.
In a statement, Moyo said, quote, "We view this development as an acknowledgement of the progress made in terms of the broad reforms agenda we have set ourselves and to which we are fully committed," end quote.
The West imposed targeted sanctions on the ruling ZANU-PF officials and some companies following allegations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke namhla sikhuluma ke ngezijeziso zenotho. Siyabona ke ukuthi i-European Union ithi ke lokhu belezi zijeziso lezi ezifakelwe iZimbabwe Industries bathi vele akusoze kuyekethiswe. Baphinde bethula njalo lokuthi umnumzana kube ngithi uVice President Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya ke ucommander we-army uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke lo Grace Mugabe kanye lomunye uRobert Mugabe, bakulokho kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So kutsho ukuthi ngakwelinye ilihlo akukakhitshwa izijeziso lezi, kukhanya ngazani ke lokho zi-suspended kunaphana ukuthi nxa ukuthi kungaba le nto ehluphayo bazibisela. Kodwa ke sizeza ukuthi bathini ke abacubungula khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ke bathi ke ngokukhipha khonokho abakwenzileyo kukhanya ngazani akusoze kuthinta abantu ngendlela yonke nje, njalo lo mnotho welizwe kawusoze uthundubezwe izijeziso lezi. So sifuna ukuzangani izulu kandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Njalo ke umnumzana Siphosiso Moyo obona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthabele kakhulu ukuthi hayi kukhanye ngazani i-EU ilesifiso sokuthi izijeziso lezi zesulwe. Ngakho uthe-ke hayi ubona ngazani khonokho kulokuphumelela okuthize okwenziwa i-EU. Kunjalo-ke Mavelase.
Aiwa, kuna wachango vakupinda mshirongwa. Tinokuchinga midza hii pano pachirongwa chedu. Pa Live Talk, pa VOA Facebook page, diyo yeshona. Nasi tukutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango. Yanzi iyo neboka kana utisangano re European Union, Paris zvino. Vamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vari pazvirango izvi. Asi, kampani ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces yanzi icharamba iripa. Iripo ipapo yakatemerwa zvirango. Zvaka simbarara chaizvo vachiti ivo. Kana vamwe vacho vari kunzi ivo vanzi vambo zvirango zvavo zvaitwa suspended vanosanganisira vanhu vana vataurwa mumagwaro vanosanganisira vaConstantino Chiwenga gurukota rezvekurima vaParents Shiri mukuru wemauto vaPhilip Valerio Sibanda pamwe naamai Grace Mugabe vaive mudzimai wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvuva Robert Mugabe vanzi ivo vamboiswa pamasuspension iwaya enyaya dzezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika neEuropean Union asi tiri kuona isu kuti kampani yeZimbabwe Defense Forces iri kunzi iyo icharamba iri pazvirango uyezve kwe gore rinouya vanenge vari kuona ivo veEuropean Union kuti pane zvichachinja here muZimbabwe vari kuti ivo pane nyaya yekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa munyika uyezve pakawanikwa pachiitwa Mohlante Commission asi vanoti ivo havana kuzoona chakabuda pane zvakataurwa saka ndosaka kampani iyo yeZimbabwe Defense Industry yaramba iri pazvirango. Asi regei timbonzwa kubva kumutauriri wesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe, Coalition of Amavelas Kumalo, vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pedano ratorwa neEU iri.
Tinogamuchira danho ratorwa neEuropean Union rekusiya kambani yezvombo iyo yehurumende yeZimbabwe Defense Industries iri pazvirango zveupfumi. Tinoona nguva zhinji kambani iyi ndiyo inoshandiswa kuunganidza mari nekuunza zvombo muno munyika. Tinoona ndo zvombo zviri kushandiswa kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Kambani iyi haingarambi ichishandiswa nehurumende kuita mabasa eudzvanyiriri kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vachiinjoya kodzero dzavo dzakafanana ne the right to assembly, the right to association, freedom of speech, nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMarvelous Kumalo veSangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kune bato reMDC, vaLuke Tamborinyoka tozonzwa kubva kuZANU PF, vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyo yezvirango vaMutodi.
Dzimwe nyika dzinokoshesa upenyu hwevanhu. Saka kana munhu hurumende muchidashura nekuponda vanhu venyu, zvinonetsa kuti dzimwe nyika dzitambire zvakadaro. Saka ivo vanhu vezana ava vanoziva zvavanofanira kuita kana vachida kuti vanyatsorespectwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve kuti vadyidzane nedzimwe nyika sezvavari kutaura vari kuti engagement nere-engagement drive.
Iyoyo inyaya iri muhurumende, inyaya iri mukati memaofisi edu ehurumende. Ticharamba tichiongorora, tichikurukurirana zvakare neEU, tichionesana mafambiro akaita zvinhu nokuti kune mareports anotaura kuti kuine mahooligans aipindira paiita mademonstrations vanga vakabata zvigwagwagwa vanogona kudaro vari vanhu vakashandisa zvigwagwagwa izvozvo kuita zvisiri izvo kupfuura vanhu kuti zvizonzi hurumende ndo yazviita. At the same time tine zvakabuda mucommission yavamafandi. Saka zvose izvo tiri kuzviwerengedza pamwe chete tova nedecision yatinechaita sehurumende iri danho rinotorwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa kuti tione kuti tingadile sei nevanonenerwa kana kuti nevachange vachibatwa nemhosva yekunge vadi vaita izvo.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaEnergy Mutodi veSangano reZANU PF uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna vaLuke Tamborinyoka vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvaitwa neEU nhasi. Gibbs.
Now let's read exactly what the EU said about these targeted sanctions. So in one of the paragraphs the EU wrote, the EU, quote, the EU has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses. The restrictive measures against the four individuals are suspended. The arms embargo as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment or trade. They are motivated by the EU's intention to encourage a demonstrable commitment by the Zimbabwean authorities to upholding the rule of law and human rights. So now, end quote. So in a way, these guys are saying the restrictive measures against those four are actually suspended. So, but if you check about what has been happening over the years since 2014,
mm-hmm.
those restrictive measures have been suspended among these securocrats. So, which means they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions. So it's a question of suspending them, putting them in a shelf where they can easily dust them and make them live. So we are yet to get the MTC spokesperson or the presidential spokesperson of the MTC party. That is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we've got some ZANU-PF activists as well that are coming on board. So, okay, Zulukandaba, siyabona ukuthi EU, lapha iyakhuluma sibe lokuzwayo. Ikhuluma ngokuthi ke ama-sanctions lawa ahlala ekhona kuZimbabwe defense industries. Kodwa kulaba abane abaqanjiweyo, abanjengo Vice President uConstantina Chiwenga, kuzobuya u-Army Commander uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, lo moyi uRobert Mugabe, kuthiwa ke phansi kwalokho okuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So ke i-EU ayizange iphumele egcekeni, ayijonge ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa asesusiwe. So kulapho ngani babanjwe khona ukuthi abazange bekuzwisise ngemfanelo kumbe abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Nxa sesikhangela ke okwethulwe ngumnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, obona ke ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, uthe bayakuthakazelela khonokho okwenzakalayo. So uza kubala ke ngesikhiwa ngamafitshane. Uthi quote, "We maintain that these and other sanction measures imposed against Zimbabwe are unjustified and outdated, that they actually hinder our reform trajectory, and that all such measures should be removed, especially at a time when government is confronted by the daunting consequences of natural disaster and devastating drought," end quote. So then he continues by saying, quote, "We are, of course, grateful for the support and assistance being provided by the EU to bolster government's own efforts to ensure food security for all," end quote. So, okay, lapha mavela siyabonga kakhulu ke uMnumzana Sibusiso Moyo. Ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kwenyakazana izijeziso lezi zengani bezibathwalise nzima, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi njengoba kungakhanya ukuthi bazisusile kuya ngaphi lokho.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tinoona pana Chris Potebe ari kuti kutoteerera zvedu tiri pagokwe kuchipere village ndokutaura kuri kuita vamwe vari pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona hapo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango uyezve tichiona kuti European Union nhasi yazivisa kuti ichamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vana vaConstantino Chiwenga, vaParents Shiri na Mai Grace Mugabe na Philip Valerio Sibanda. Asi vachitaura ivo kuti yatingati yekambani yeZimbabwe defense industry icharamba iri papo pama sanctions European Union. Chrissy Dean Botha Erasmus ari kuti ndakaringa ndiri pagokwe North Nembudzia Nyaurungwe kuward 22 Love Mochinengo ari kuti ndifonerei baba Junior Prince Muvamba ari kuti I'm watching you, I'm here in Cape Town. Kayalecha, Mike Nyakujiganza, I'm watching you, I'm in Pretoria. Kegosi Tedias Mfana Dzivakwe, anzi tiri kuno kuBotswana zvedu. Augustine Terera yakuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg ku Springs. Simon Chinukutira, anzi I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Terence Naro ari kuti maswera seiko zvenyu ana Madhuve nemuri yese yeStudio 7. Aiwa, taswera zvakanaka muStudio nhasi muna Dhuve iri Dhuve. Gilbert Makopa anzi watching you live from Nelspruit in South Africa. Sam Eagle ari kuti tiri kuno kuJohannesburg kuCosmos City. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs Dhuve, takamirira panapa kuti tinge tiri kuita hurukuro neveZANU-PF uyezve neveMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa, tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvaitika izvi. Sam Eagle, I'm watching you from Joburg. Morton Moto, and Maswera Seko Tetemavi, I'm watching you from Midrand. Kuno, Kujohannesburg. Bezari Gwekwere, And I'm watching you from Pretoria. Linus Madzura, and how are you today, Mavi? I'm watching you from Cape Town, ku South Africa. Kana mshida uti mpinde mchirongwa, ivae manyora namba zenyu. Maka isafa kare ma code namba zenyu, kutitigo kufonera I Gibbs.
Yes, so the European Union says Zimbabwe is going through a multifaceted, prolonged and deep crisis.
Mm.
And it says the transition in Zimbabwe nevertheless opened doors for economic and political reforms, which the then newly elected government committed to implement. So it then says the European Union remains ready to support these policies as underlined in the Council conclusions adopted on 22 January 2018. Then seizing opportunities for real transformation would facilitate steps towards deeper re-engagement of the EU based on mutual commitments and shared values in line with the 2030 agenda and focused on human rights, democracy, governance, and rule of law. Then it says, I think this is very important,
mm-hmm.
quote, the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deterioration, deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So there you are. I think I'll repeat that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So but to Kenya Zani as Zimbabwe, one was a lingue. So but yinking a lapa mavelas would the space set democracy
mm-hmm.
in Zimbabwe as clearly space set democracy in Zimbabwe siluchan kakulu. Kuzobuya lobukhohlakali but ugcwele okunye okumangalisayo kwele Zimbabwe. So kwenza ukuthi abantu bakhahlanyezwe njalo umnotho ungathuthuki ngemfanelo. So ngizwe ukuthi silomuntu lapha singabe silobani ecingweni. Wathi simamukele umuntu osecingweni. Sakubona ecingweni kunjani?
Umnumzana kunjani?
Siyaphila mfowethu, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ngikhuluma noMasuku lapha eNkabazi.
Ye, Masuku uyaphila yini baba?
Ngiyaphila mnumzana kunjani
yapha? Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Sizwa kuthiwa ke EU iti kona ke ama sanctions lawa a impozwa ku Zimbabwe defense industries aloke ekona. Baba sebebalisa ke Operance Shiri, kuzobuya ke UVP Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya njalo lo Mrs. Grace Mugabe kanye lo Moi Robert Mugabe. Bathi khonapho ke kukhanya laba baku suspended sanctions. So kodwa abaphumele egcekeni ukuthi sebawa liftile ama sanctions lawa kulaba ke abane. So ke wena ubona njani ngakho konoko konke?
Mina ubona kwami lapho ethi ibizeleli ukuthi nje kwesinye isikhathi ngathi kubona ngezinye izinto. But I'm feeling ukuthi these people abakhulunywa ngabo laba abantu laba, they need a decisive decision engani iletha ukuthi abantu abayenza khonokho kube le time frame.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in these countries for long. Abantu laba, they've held that situation for almost 20 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And nothing has changed. As we can, this is a question of Abantu when laba, about nearly 100, whatever the number.
But
Abantu laba, as a child of the people who lose, who are going to be benefiting out of this. I don't support them in any way. But they are benefiting much out of these sanctions. So they are not even feeling anything. They have made a decision. So abafuni konoko bafuna ukuhlala ngendlela zenene. Ngoba even if European Union isiyawe European Union, ngabe bakuyifile sibone ukuthi kathi khona bona bazaphila njani nabanye abantu. Wakathesi bakwansi bangatshenja, there's no body ongakwansi ukuthi ababone ukuthi batshenji. They are filthy rich irregardless of ukuthi they are sanctioned. So mina ukufila wami, I was feeling of the feeling of ukuthi ngabe European Union should lift all these sanctions. Bona ukuthi kade vele lapho esingancedana nabo abantu laba basincede nabo ngoba you know abantu laba kade sikusasa babulela abantu kuma-elections babulela abantu kuma-strike uyabona ukuthi kwenza kwabo vele they don't want to get out of these sanctions ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi bangaba out of these sanctions bangene kwe-commonwealth and everything besiya kuma meeting they were not be asked they have funi kuti vapendule but as long as they are out of this thing bazave lokho bekhala hani kuti ama sanctions are not in your commonwealth they send the same thing for the next 30 or 4 years. So I feel like we can have a talk on the European Union and meet them, those budgets. Meet all these sanctions. They monitor these people. Katesisi alamba, ngobabo, nabaya suta. They are diamonds, they are mines, they are no checks and balances in the government. But we are the three. Mugabe has been one of the richest persons.
Siyakuzwa ba masuku ungathina kusasa uphenduke phela kuprogramu ezilandelayo.
Ngiyabonga lanti belimvumela uma vele ngizana umuntu oyazimelela ukulindi ukuthi nami ngike ngikhulume sikuthi hhayi zabakhiphro amasansi sibabone laba bantu ukuthi basibulala kuphi.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa.
Yeah,
so that is Mr. Masuku. He is in the Midlands. He says the best solution here is to lift these sanctions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he presumes that these people want the sanctions to be always there so that they do anything that they want. So he says, please, the EU and others should lift these sanctions and then we navigate from there.
Very interesting take, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Ai watukutawana nani uye zvemuri kupi tiri wadi.
Wefuti spere marara muZimbabwe.
Ai wataura itinzwe muri kunzwa nyaya yezvirango izvi. Munoona sei?
Aiwa hapa nyaya zvirango zvopfumira. Ine handisi kuona chaiko chokuchema maZimbabwe zvenyu.
Mhm.
Nokuti pa ishe zvirango zvopfumizwe ikunzi Zimbabwe defense industry. Inova nezvombo. Izvi hatina hondo yatu kuda ito. Saka vabvo tinochema chi tobva ipo. Kwenda pa ishu pa inyaye kiyeza kaitiva zvanga zvekupfumi inyaya yeku kutsora kwekodzero dzevanhu kwakapa kuti zvanga zvekupfumi zviitwe izvo zvii zvotonire nika zviri pachena inangoti itai maaiz dzenyu zviri pachena zvisina chitsotsi zvinova hurumende inge inotongwa ne nevanhu yafadzwa nevanhu saka izvozvo zvinonzi mugadzirisai mini mapolitical reforms aya mugadzisa malegal reforms isusu semazimbabweni vacho vatinotora kugadzira vanofanira kuvachigadzira vacho havasi kuda taakubvapo pabumbiro remutemo taakutanga kuita zvigamba tisati tamboimplimenta isu yeconstitution yatakavhotera 2018 iconstitution ya2018 yakavhotirwa nevanhu handitika asi yezvino zvanotiepe vashandisa majority yayo muparliament tikuisa kuita zvigamba zvakafanira running mate iripo iya vaakufaitira kuti ibve asi takaivhotera isusu havana kuimplimenta paprevious election ya2018 nhasi uno taakutanga kuti isusu tambotedze constitution yacho vanhu vakapfuura 2018 vakaseta commission of inquiry yavo kuti vaone zvivi zvakakonzeresa kuti vanhu vange vachifa vanhu vakafa nyika pasi rese richiona mutaundi mararom asi chinonetsa hapana chati chamboimplimenta zvakarekomendwa necommission yamurlanda iya nanhasi hapana chati chaitwa asi taakuchema kuti hanzi masanctions ndizvo zvakonzera masanctions ngatimbotedze bumbiro remutemo toita kuti aukaya ngaasungwe aba ngaasungwe totedza kodzero dzevanhu zvodzera constitution yevanhu toona isusu kuti anoramba aripiwe masanctions.
Saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana iyu iwaya panyaya iyoyi maiti chi
ndetavatiramba makadzanya kusvika zvanaka kuti tiite isusu tidedze bunge remutemo ngatidedzee zvido zvevanhu kunyanya ndiko kuti iyu tiregere kana zvakadai so aiwa isi hatisi kuona zvatikunzira nokuti masanctions kuvapo kwavo kana kwanaka kwavo vanhu vangaurayiwa hazvine neiyu zvokuraa kwevanhu munyika nenyaya yekungoti tapiya munhu anoenda itaedza mara akashayika amakore mangani ashayika haana kana tres mopiwa masanctions mota kuti hanzi no munhu ngaawanike imiri mota hanzi no hatiri izvozvo.
Kudai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii nezvavari kunzi neeuropean union vagadzirisa?
ndaiti ngavateedzere zveutaura neeuropean union nerezveutaura neeuropean union haisi kutaura zvayo zvemutoro wayo ikutaura zvebumbiro remutemo remuzimbabwe rakasarudzwa nevana vemuzimbabwe kuti teedzerai bumbiro remutemo saka ivo chikwana chatedzere bumbiro remutemo chii ngavateedzere bumbiro remutemo vaone masanyenzeranamba ari kwere
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka Okay. Gibbs, our caller there is actually saying he feels the sanctions should stay on and Zimbabwe needs to just reform. They need to look at what reforms the European Union are asking them to do and then fulfill those reforms and everything should be okay.
Yes, and here's what the EU further says. The EU calls on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population. Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice, and the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition, an inclusive national dialogue is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe. Now I'm told we've got support on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi nyaphila baba.
Ye inkulumo lobani?
Eh lolani lami Ndlovu.
Ye Ndlovini, injani impilo yakho?
Hayi yanyenga.
Ye naku ke ama sanctions lawa esikhuluma ngawo. Kukhanya ngazani European Union ithi iZimbabwe defense industries kuyamela ihlale ingaphansi kwezidezo lezi. Njalo kuzobuya ke OVP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya ke Army Commander uValerius Banda njalo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions so wena ngokwakho uzwa ukuthi bajoni khonapho
mna engubona abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi balobuthongo bangaboni engani bona bafakelwe ngamazwe ama-sanctions bona abantu beZimbabwe yibo abazifakela ama-sanctions ikakhulu yona laba abantu abasezihlalweni eziphezulu amaministri ngoba akwenza ukuthi kunje lami kathesa emasini khapha niyalima ngathiwa amawe ngihambe se-DMP sebe ngithathela bethi ngithele ukuthi indaba ngilimile ngivele khona pho ngithela engazange wancedisa ngalutho so akula ma-sanction akhona afakwe ngabantu bangaphandle abantu bakithi lapha yibo abafaka ama-sanction ngoba ngila bezoncediswa bafuna ukudla kubona okuningi bedlela ezikhwaneni zabo lwabe umuntu oncedisayo olemetriliyeni ozayabhada izisele ezethingasatholanga lutho akula ma-sanction abafakeleyo laba bantu
so lapha utsho ukuthi vele abantu yibo abafakelwa ama-sanction ngurhulumente
ye abantu bafaka ama-sanction ngurhulumente ngikhuluma kanje yona lo nyaka esiphuma ku-2019 sesilamabele sahambe se-game b imazakhwa zafakwa emafoni zabo yaso zingasancedisi ngalutho sokuthekiswe kwathekisa izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi kuyini sasidlela nje imali zethu mahara sakhanyi kwapho abasitheka le mali yomthelo futhi
singathi awubazwele sibili
hayi zohulumende yaloo khona kaphume kaphume yikho kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe lelibidikani ngoba nxa umuntu eza kuyezosincedisa la sizakwazi ukuthi thina njengabantu abancediswayo sizuze khoyo kokulingeleyo kuyokuthi sihle sibulale nalo muntu olekhampani ezoncedisa la phela lapho into eyenzakalayo ngathi uthi yabancedisa bahle bakuhlala entanyeni bathi bakubulale rantu uyaphuma lani wena osebenza
kuzima mfowethu uthe sibongombani undlovu
ye
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngabo segogwe
hayi selupane yapha elupane east
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile phose lokugcina ndlovini
hayi siyabonga madoda hayi uhulumende lo khona shuwa siyacela akakazuka amakhwapha abone since 1980 lokhu ebulala ilizwe siyaphambili ngazi bethi bayatshintsha lapha kufanele ukuthi umuntu akhuphe ulutho efrigini afake kukhula box ayike ime kancane zaniphefu lize lizavuka madoda
hayi kuyazwakala siyabonga kakhulu ungathelela kusasa baba Ndlovu Yeah, so according to Mr. Ndlovu in Lupane, he says people have sanctions imposed on them by the government. He says, for example, you know, the government raided their granaries and took the maize to GMP. That is some years ago, maybe about a year or so ago. And he says they never got anything out of that. So he says they've been trying to get something, but they can't. So he says the government must go simple and it doesn't feel pity for those people with sanctions imposed on them.
Very interesting indeed. Purity Goko, I'm watching you from Durban in South Africa. Kunawa vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa nasi tributari saisu nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vemu hurumende nesangano re-European Union. Taona nasi European Union ichizivisa iyo kuti yaisa pama suspension vamwe vanhu vana. Asi, kambani ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry icharamba iri pazvirango izvozvi. Ndisekuti pane zvakawanda zvakaitika munguva iyo pakaita sarudzo uyezve tikaona vanhu vachiurayiwa. Varikuti ivo European Union dai hurumende yaedza kugadzirisa zvakawanda munyika sei zvakataurwa neMotlanthe Commission kuti vagadzirise. Ashley Masango adzi kuti that's a wrong move from the European Union to remove sanctions to some of the ministers. Instead, they must be sanctioned more for the brutality of innocent people, and sanctions must be removed the day ZANU-PF is removed from power. When you remove sanction to those heartless thugs, it's like you're giving them more authority and power to resume dictating the ordinary citizens. Hanze ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Tasota fuma magasa. Hanze ndiri kukuona ndiri kuno ku Uzumba. Kuzumbu ku Mozambique. Ndinonzi taso magaso. Ashley Masango, and I'm in Hadesprut, South Africa. I want to share some important information on why the EU were not supposed to remove the sanctions. The Ashley, we had a phone. Ashley, kana mukakwanisa kuisa code number yenyu, isai code number yenyu, because tunigori ne number, that is kuzoti murukupi. Kennedy Zitsato, and makadi iko team VOA. I'm watching you live from Harare, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo, nizokutuwa sile kola. Kola, kunjani? Yebo kola unjani?
Magadini.
Magadi enyu.
Magadini madam.
Tiri wadi wada meno. Tukuta wada nani uye shemuri kupi?
Tiri ndiri kuna kubotswana kwa Francis Town.
Kwa gadi kubotswana?
Kuna kuregistere.
Tupe ufu nkwa zenyu.
Kumana, sangi shenzi ndadzire kukubiswa hii.
Saka sema onero yenyu imidai mai wanamkana wakutawara ne masangano wakadai sana European Union maitiji
na ito watawara jisunga isteriki tutore wa mwacho mwise futi papu muna mire wosa afibatiri kutikuna wa mwana warukusa ikwa kuna wano warukura iwa kuna wano warukufane nzara because munu wano washuma shuma.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu.
Sanctioni zika, hatisi kuti isanctioni the economic. You know, the personal is sanctioned. It's not the economic sanction. The personal sanction. The wano wasuku mvumirwa kuenda overseas. Saka wata kuenda overseas. Kuitei. Kunika kwawe. Kutakuwa pia hivyo kwa stofane kore ratiri muno mutimbu wano wano Zimbabwe. Musina madokta, musina mshonga. Iyo enda kuwarapiwa ni mshonga. Wanawa wari kuwafasizi, wari kuwarapiwa, wari kufunda zakanaka. Wedo wa singa fundi. Zino batirezo.
Ai, watu no tenda, nchwazi muwe nezu warakanaka.
Ndi zozoma iyo.
Bye-bye. Gibbs, the caller there is actually saying these sanctions should be intensified because he says... A lot of people are not getting treatment in Zimbabwe. They have to, you know, but he feels that they are not really affecting Zimbabwe, the sanctions, but individuals. So he wishes that actually the list could be extended.
Yes, I was a colleague, Bakuluma Vantula Pass. Bonuti Batini, Facebook, yes, in Debele, what in Zamutim Vulege, if Facebook page, yet two, Smale, Otavantu Batini, or Zotagis Lu Mashangan, come on, Kala, what is that Mashangan? Mashangan, kunjan.
Nyapira.
Kunjan, a calling for it.
I don't go right.
What in what type of school, how do you lunch?
I'm a sanction, but you are vast, and you want to go to vast. Because I was pleased to find out what ubaba yena athi hayi la endlini singapheki or yena maye magrocery uyadla mabuya lathi hayi asisitrekeni singapheki la endlini kungadliwi yena but makufanele ukuthi bona bahamba boyolaba ngaphandle zonke izinto zabo zile ngaphandle zisintezela abantu sebangaziko ifungaya emakhaya ukhuluma ngemasanje abayazi le nto le ukuthi isebenza njani ukuthi yibenefit abani ngibona abuyelwa kungiyo le nto le manje mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi asisti ngibona ukuthi kungayenzekani because if ungahamba uye le emakhaya sebi ubuze abantu ukuthi le nto ihamba njani abayizwisisi
kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho ubonana namasanches lawa abantu kubaphatha njani khonokho
abazi but abantu bahlupheka kakhulu manje laba bahluphekako ngibathi labasemakhayeni le underground because uma uye esibhedlela akunamuphi bazokubhalela incwadi bathi hamba uye Kenneth manje kungaba ngcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi masukile amasangeni yini le into le izohamba kani
so lapha wena usuggest ukuthi kumele kwenziweni manje
amasangena asithi sibone ukuthi kuzenzekani because ithi sithi amasangena abantu bayenza kufana neviva zana bathi viva lemasangeni mina ngiboni into le isizako because abantu basuveka more kuthi bona mabagula kukudla kwabo kuphuma ngaphandle mabagula bayaze mina nifana nithi hayi fambeli nemasangeni hawa angiboni ukuthi into le i-right mina angiboni
hayi so wena uthi izijezo lezi azihlale zikhona e
amasangeni abakhipha angasafuneki because angisizi because labantu lasithi siyabathageta bona bahamba yonke lezi ibhamu lezi bayozithola nama-tagers koke baze nazo bazohlukumeza abantu mina nithi hayi thina amasangeni jafu angiboni ukuthi asiza la masangeni
ya okay nokho uyazwakala sibongele kakhulu mashongane
angingakaqedi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihlangano abanye abantu bathi ngikhulume ngesihlangano lawa angilalelanga
ngikhuluma ngamafishane ye
n'wina vanhu va ka hina ve machangana masangeni a susiwe mhaka ku a nga pfuni nchumu hi mhaka ku nani ku a karata hina vanhu hina swisiwana yi nga phuwa hina a hi karataka va ka a endleli ku masangeni a suka mhaka a swi pfuni nchumu vona va fulaya va 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 khandziya tisiwa majini va famba va yani va fika va tshungula va tlhela va vuya va kuma medication ya kahle hina ka hi hlupheka apa ni ri ku tela kuti masangeni nga ha bisiwa kuti kana bisiwa masangeni gona kuti hi tivona kuti yita heri hi nga gona ku fambela mbirhi ni kuti a swibeteri ni kuti vanhu va tiva vatinotitina va yitila masangeni kana va karhwala vona endla hikoko va ndoratiwa vo vuya nezini zakanaka ni mafoni ya akabuda manyuwana a swi nimikiremba mitinoda masangeni zi no riva kuti ha misoredi vanhu a yi nzisisi ni kuti a swibeteri va ya diva ndimini vathu vose ndi rhombela u ri masangeni abye ngauri a swi thwisisiki ngauri vathu va tambura undi va swisidzi va swa dheki na chitu hava vahurwani vothe va wana zvote hezi vafuva va namela mabhuku vahangei va wana switi zvothe va vuya ixikotambuwa ri ativa ndini
tisiyavonga kakhulu mashonganeapfuwe
because hava feni
siyavonga kakhulu mashongane e so that is Mr. Mashongane is in South Africa. You know, he loves speaking his own language.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chiredzi.
Interesting.
So, and he says, you know, sanctions must be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that we are joined by one of our guests, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the MDC president. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about these targeted sanctions, the action by the EU today?
Look, I think that what is important is for us to realize that Zimbabweans have an everyday sanction in the form of poor leadership provided by or incapable leadership provided by both Mnangagwa and Zanu-PF. And I think that that's a heavy sanction that Zimbabweans are faced with every day. The sanction of corruption, as you know, Zimbabwe is losing, as it were, Zimbabwe lost $11 billion to the corruption around Command Agriculture. Zimbabwe also lost $3 billion to unknown destinations. I think they say it is something to do with oil. And Zimbabwe has lost another $2.9 billion just in the last 3 years alone. So you're talking about over $15 billion being lost to ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership. So that's a serious challenge, and we've got to be clear about that. that it's a form of sanction that we do not deserve as Zimbabweans, and that this is a form of sanction that we have control over, and we should not be having such huge losses. We cannot assume that we have control over what other people decide to do or who they want to elect with and in what terms. I think that if you want to play a game with somebody else, you've got to accept that they've got their own terms of reference, and you sort of by those rules. At the moment, I think clearly ZANU-PF has put through a lot of suffering.
Sicela ubambe khonapho ke sithathe ubaba uJoseph Juma uyebandla leZANU-PF. Baba Juma, utshona njani?
Ngicela utshona njani baba?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu baba Juma. So we are seeing that the EU is talking about sanctions, saying the Zimbabwe defense industries remains on the sanctions list, and then they actually said on the suspended list are people like the vice president Constantino Chiwenga, and then the army commander Valerie Espanda, and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So now it seems as if they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions on these three. You know, so how do you take it as ZANU-PF and yourself as a politician?
Well, I'll talk about myself as a politician. Really, I would not want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF because I'm not the spokesperson of the party.
Yes.
But what I can see definitely is a showing of an improvement, so to say, by EU to Zimbabwe, because you must remember that EU
in first place
came into this game, being influenced by Britain. So the Brexit issue, I think, can also help a lot of this whole gameplay. They are beginning to see the light now because they are no longer seeing it through the eyes of Britain, but now they are seeing it on their own. So already this is a massive step, and I'm so hopeful, and I hope that they will continue engaging in that direction to a point whereby they will end up lifting all the sanctions, whether on a company or an individual or a system. Then that way we can engage each other and start working with that kind of relationship. It becomes better for everyone. It was a war that we had with Britain because of the land reform, obviously. We all know the story behind it. And so EU had no real story behind putting us under sanctions at all. So now, because Britain was their ally, at that point in time, they had to do that. But now, because they divorced, now we are seeing those results. We are seeing EU now being more rational, more positive, and taking those steps. So I wasn't going to expect them to really, overnight, just cancel everything and we come back to page one. That was going to be almost impossible. But that kind of step alone, to say now they've removed about four people in their list, that's the vice president, the army commander, Minister Siri, and the former first lady, Grace Mugabe. It's a good step already. It's a positive way of going forward.
So indications are that maybe they are on the suspended sanctions list and not having lifted them, these sanctions. It's a bit complicated, you know, the wording of it. So they are saying they are on the suspended list. So, okay, Baba Chuma, ngasikhangela kusiya kuyo phambili sibili. Kumele lijalo ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe zonke, kodwa kutshengiseli phela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzakale khonokho.
Angazi ukuthi uyabusitshoni masuka kutshengisela ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzeke khonokho, ngoba singakhangela from the time kusiba le new dispensation under ubaba uMnangagwa, we have tried to be as engaging as possible. We have tried to do everything the right way. But you see now, while we're doing that, Silabantu, who like to play with figures, like now what I was hearing from my brother here, Unkululeko, talking about the 11 billion, 3 billion, 2.9 billion, and stuff like that, playing around with figures, throwing them to society, and causing that pandemonium without V11. They're so famous now of wanting to say things that cannot be substantiated at all by anything proper figures. So it's always going to be just like what our former president, the late Comrade Mugabe, did when he spoke about that 15 billion being stolen from the diamond industry. Yet we all don't know, anybody who's sane enough to research and have proper information will know that the world over, the diamond industry doesn't even realize that kind of money. So how could tiny Zimbabwe and then have that kind of money disappearing within its coffer under the diamond scheme? It is impossible. But because people don't want to risk, they'll then buy that story and run all the way to the shops with that kind of story and with those kind of figures. It becomes unfair. That's the kind of recipe that does not build a country at all. Some people actually behave as if they don't even care about Zimbabwe at all. They don't care. They want to see it go down and collapse totally. But that is the only country that you have. When you go out to Britain, you become a foreigner. When you go out to Botswana here next door or something, you become a foreigner. You are only a citizen here in this country, Zimbabwe. And therefore, at times, let's remove that political cap and wear a cap of saying, first and foremost, before I am anything, before I am MPC or ZANU-PF, I am Zimbabwe. And whatever I am going to do must propel the goodness of Zimbabwe and make it conducive for my children and their children. That's how we should think, actually.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Chuma. Marvelous.
Aha, regai timboenda kuna vasibanda. Vasibanda maona zvabva ku sangano re European Union. Munotambira sei imi se MDC?
Hello.
Hello, ya tatu kufunza kuti maona zvaturwa ne European Union nasi imi se MDC munotambira sei izvi?
Munokunzwa?
Tirikunzwa itaura yenyu. MDC munotambira sei zvaturwa ne European Union nasi?
Zvatinotambira ndezvekuti dai ZANU-PF yatanga kuziva kuti vana vemuZimbabwe vari kutambura nenyaya yemaitiro avo, nyaya yecorruption neyatinoti lack of leadership, ndinyaya yatinofunga kuti iyoyo ndo yatinofanirwa kunyatsotarisa. Uye kana ZANU ichida kuti idyidzane nevamwe vanhu, ngaitambewo ichishandisa marules anenge atarwa nevamwe ivavo kana ichida kutamba navo, kwete kungoramba vachiita kunga. Look, there is nothing special about ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF should not act as if they are special. Nyika inofamba nenyaya yekuti tinofunga sei techiita zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka here. Saka tinoziva kuti ZANU-PF haisi kuita izvozvo iri kukuvadza nyika. Pane vanga vachitaura kuti hanzi tiri kutatirawo mafigures. Mafigures andakupai 2.5 ne-3 billion ne-11 billion mafigures ari mupublic. People should read vasati vaita macomments. These are figures made public ne-public accounts committee inocheiwa navabiti.
Vachuma, munogona kupindurawo nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda? Vachuma?
Kana ngativakei muzvokwadi, kwete kuivaka nekuda kungoramba tichingopenda a very bleak and gloomy picture of Zimbabwe. Mafigures akutaura vasakanganika mukoma wangu ngule kuti neniwo ndaimbove nhengo yeparliament and ndinoziva zvinhu zvacho ndizofamba sei. Mafigures ese ava kutaura aya ndosandati inini let's substantiate them. Uchaona kuti hapana zvatinobuda nazvo ipapo. Zvimwe zvinhu kunge tatora zvinhu zvisazaita conclusive ending of investigation through my audit and stuff like that, but tichitobva tamhanya because isusu zvationa chete is any negativity that we get whether from parliament whether from where. Tikangobva chinhu chinenge hatina kufamba zvakanaka ndotomhanya nacho chitereki chitereki tosiya zvakanaka zvacho zvichavaka Zimbabwe, zvichaita kuti Zimbabwe inake. Hungu vanhu vari kutambura tinoziva chaizvo izvozvo, and hapana munhu anoda kuti vanhu vatambure because kutambura kwavanhu hakunei nemisangano yedu yatinayo iyonzi MTC. Vanhu MTC ndovari kutambura voga kana kuti vanhu veZANU-PF ndovakagarika voga, hapana zvakadaro. Vanhu vese vari kutambura zvinongofanana whether they are under ZANU-PF kana kuti MTC. Saka kana munhu ari mutungamiri anoziva zvaari kuita, hafanigwe kutomboshuvira kuti vanhu vatambure because ndo zvinodzodza kuti at the end of the day toita cause polarization for nothing. So in what I'm saying is that we want to build, we want to make sure if ever there's anybody who's being corrupt, let's bring proper information, let's bring proper evidence so that they are prosecuted. You see, because my court understand that with the system of evidence. Kana evidence is what I say, what I say. Court
inosiya munhu just like what we experienced last week takabuda va honorable job sikala and it ndo zvinoratidza kuti kuti inoshamisa izvone mazvo as long as manyaya yako waisa padare neevidence yako yakakwana unobuda saka ipapo patikashama evidence yemakorati dzeitara aya vanhu vanoendeswa kucourt vobudawo futi court hainei nokuti hakoshuwa munhu aba uyu but kana usina kupedzera mafacts acho nemaevidence mafigures acho zvakakwana vanosiyiwa vanhu aya then chatagona hapana.
Aiwa hari batai nyi makadaro. I understand we have callers Gibbs.
What start to call ukala sekuti kubani. Caller kunjani kuno pecimweni? Hello caller zakubona icingweni kona.
Indiva unomunye. Hello Thube.
Yeah, ngubani ukhuluma la?
Unyono ukhuluma la Thube kunjani ngemthembu?
Ngiyaphila nyoni. Ungapi kona pho nyoni?
Lapha eSouth Africa lapha lapha. Ingathathi isikhathi Thube isikhathi sambili.
Yeah, phosela khona.
Ngicela utshele uthi ngicela uthuma lo ebekwazi ukuthi maye khuluma nge-negative, ethi negative, negative. Nene positive abayenzayo, beyizani nohulumeni yiphi. Ngoba mawufuna into e-right, kufuze wenze into e-right. That is the nangithi, uthuma, u-happy today, ngoba nje, ama-results aphuma ku-EU lawo, abaseva izani, ngoba nje babekele imigoqo ukuthi benze lokhu nalokhu, abazange bekwenze lokhu. Namhlanje sebesusiwe, nabasusiweyo, bengenzanga next. Abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka kunokuhlukuluza kwabantu. Uthuma uyakwazi enja engumuntu omdala kodwa now he chooses to be praise singer owezane kule qiniso. Iqiniso ithuma kalikhulumi uthi uNkululeko Sandu ukhuluma amafigazi. Yes, amafigazi ayabambela badla imali amafigazi akhona. Ngakhethi nje ingafuna ukuqeda isikhathi nje ngakhethi sathi sekhaya kulendlala. I'm one of those people abathwala umuvu kuseZimbabwe. I'm surprised ngathi sekhaya ukuthi akhethi abantu ekhaya ezimbabwe bayalamba ushiwa. But if you look at the number of tax that are killing umuntu South Africa is about every daily basis. Yes, it's like a one-year driver, it's about 6 years time. I'm a truck that's getting in Zimbabwe, you're not paying hundreds of people. Most of people are not getting in Zimbabwe. That's clear corruption. That's why I'm going to blow it up in Zimbabwe. They are just saying Zimbabwe is praise. Zimbabwe will lose. How could you say Amazi? I see Louis Fleming. You need to take care of the steering and don't take from Nangapo. Louis Fleming is a two man. Louis. I will let you know that you come out of this. Amazi, I will say, I'm a foreigner. Amazi, you know, you feel like you're a foreigner. You feel like you're a bar. I'm free. You are a free man. You're a free man. You're a foreigner.
Yeah, so Mr. Nyoni has got a lot of questions, you know, targeted at Mr. Chuma, and one of them is, what are the positive things that ZANU-PF has done to show that they are really prepared to rule Zimbabwe in a way that is wanted by almost all people in the world, you know? So he says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, he says hundreds and hundreds of trucks are crossing the border into Zimbabwe from South Africa carrying maize. So he says, where is that maize going to? Somebody may be doing something with it. So we'll go back to Mr. Chuma. But in the meantime, Sibuye, kumbe, ule kola. Sikala stati kola. Ye, ule kolo wabani. Wote stati wabani kala. Wabani, kunjani? Wabani, sabona?
Hello, magari.
Hello, kola. Hello, kola. Ehe, tulinani, tulisa ora nani, uye shemurukupi. Phone yenyu manje haisikunzwika zvakanaka mhenu hatisikunyatsokunzwana naipapo. We had a caller there. I think he wanted to say something, but the line is very, very bad. So yeah. I think let me just read. There was a comment here, a very interesting one, on the VOA Facebook page. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from South Africa, but trust Chipangans. A bad carpenter always blames his tools. If a manager fails to run a company, he or she will blame the workers of stealing. And ndazi yekuitwa ku Zimbabwe, all people on top of the government must anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, in a nutshell, Dr. Spanda, are you still there? So I'm told he has dropped the line. So let's go back to Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma, uzwile lapho baba bekhuluma. Akumphendule ngamafutshane Baba Chuma.
Right. Ubaba ukhona kunesibili. What he's saying is exactly what government is trying to do. Government has said, okay, let's go out of our way and make sure that because we have experienced drought, let's import as much maize as we can so that people don't go hungry. And when government has done that, it has done its utmost duty to try and bridge that gap of the drought season and the rain season that we're supposed to be experiencing now. Mm-hmm. So they've brought in the maize, and that maize is then delivered not to ZANU-PF, but delivered to GMB, which then sell to millers. And those millers are not ZANU-PF, by the way. They are people, individual business people, who then now, some of them are diverting that maize, they're diverting the millennial into the black market, something that we see and experience every day. So it does not mean that government has not done its part. But government has done its part. But then it's also no numbu head. It's no longer government. It's no longer ZANU-PF. It's now individuals who are now being worried. You know, criminality. And then we as citizens also watch them doing that, and we do nothing about it, because like I said before, we can take them to court, but as long as there is no concrete evidence, they will come out scot-free. They've got the money. They are making the money in the black market there. So they've got
why don't you guys
the ones who go in and defend them in court, and then they come out scot-free. What do we do?
Why don't you guys in ZANU-PF blow the whistle like what the other fellow Tsenengamu did with others? Why don't you identify them and say 1, 2, 3, 4? Because the moment that happens, people are punished in ZANU-PF. So how do you think they can be, you know, identified? That's a problem, Baba Chum.
No, what I'm saying, my brother, it's not about ZANU-PF. It's about everybody, all citizens that are involved. I'm talking of the Umumbo, Zambia, which means that there are people at the border that work at the border that allow those things to happen and cross and go by. And I'm talking of the black market, where I go as an individual and go and buy millennial a good black market instead of demanding and even doing citizen arrest to say, where did you find Impopule or you can say, put in a motor system, a market in Ali. Go to Impopule, you take a Paradise shop, go, okay. So we are allowing that on our own as a people. We should be, it's not about ZANU-PF, my brother. It's about us, all of us. We should be involved in this whole fight for. In corruption cases, it always takes two or more. It will never be one person. So once you become the second person and you are quiet about it, what can we do? ZANU-PF is just an organization. Government is an institution. But we, the people that are supposed to be living day-to-day lives within this community, are the people that are supposed to police each other and say, no, this is wrong. Because when that should be our responsibility as the people, as citizens. Then Zavona, these things are going to be won by standing up and rising up and saying, no, we will not watch and see.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chuma. Besilo baba ecingweni ubaba uNdebele kodwa isikhathi asisekho. Baba Ndebele, nxa ungizwa siza kufaka kuhlelo kwesikhathini esibuyayo. Usixolele namhlanje, hayi isikhathi asivumanga, kodwa siza kufaka sibili kuprogram yethu yena leyi e-Live Talk. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. MTC Presidential Spokesperson Dr. Nkululeko Spanda and ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma. We also thank our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. You have a very good evening.